I believe that there was a Noah's Ark. I believe that there was a flood. I believe it's very possible it could have started, as you just said, from a comet or an asteroid strike, something like that. But what leads you to believe that the Ark may have been helped or created by aliens or alien technology? And then what does that make Noah?
Right. What does that make Noah? Maybe it should be called the Nomos' Ark instead of Noah's Ark.
Maybe.
The stuff that leads me to think that the Ark was not a a man-made object is firstly its size. Its size, according to the artifact, is 515 foot long. It's measured in Royal Egyptian cubits, as of course Moses would know about that, because he was educated in the Royal Egyptian household. That's a logical unit for him to have. And the Hebrew cubit didn't really come along until later, and it's varied in size over time. But the Ark itself, the formation, the residuals, is not natural, but it's of a three-dimensional lofted ship, which means parabolas and hyperbolas and things like that were used in the layout of the vessel.
Okay.
Now, this is according to Sam Windsor, whose business is building ships. And he went over to Kazan and he analyzed the artifact that's over there. The Ark also had a moon pool. Now, a lot of people will say, well, what's a moon pool? All that is it's a rectangular hole cut out of the center of the ship. And if the ship is going to undertake a big wave, some of the water from the big wave goes up inside that moon pool, and it softens the impact on the ship, so it doesn't break apart.
I see.
Okay. Now, it also has another nice advantage. From the dimensions of the Ark, Sam Windsor has estimated that this vessel weighs 23,600 tons, long tons.
Okay.
A British helicopter carrier, like the British have in the Navy today, it's about a 20,000-ton vessel.
Okay, so this was a little heavier than that.
The Ark is big, is really big. Humans don't go around building 23,000-ton or 24,000-ton vessels 5,000 years ago. That just wasn't our capability.
But possible, right?
Huh?
Possible?
Oh, not even possible, because we were just understanding what the wheel was in those days. We didn't understand the concept.
All right, let me ask you this then, Barry. If Noah's Ark was built by aliens, why did they build it?
The only reason I can see is that they were helping some of us survive. That aliens have intervened into these comet collision scenarios. And when you read in the Bible if you read the book of Noah, it talks about angels fabricating metal and making molten metal, red metal and soft metal and stuff like
right.
this. Well, this is consistent with the rivets and the metal fittings that were found on the Ark. Also in the Ark, it was ballasted apparently by residual metal objects. They just tossed them in the bottom to help the Ark stay upright.
So you're saying, though, that these creatures, these aliens, knew the comet was coming, knew that there was going to be just a catastrophe on the planet, and so they started building this Ark, and then with the biblical version, loading it with, two animals of each kind, male, female. And
not
then,
quite.
Okay, you don't believe that?
Well, not quite. The Ark wasn't a floating zoo. The Ark carried farm animals and some wild domestic, semi-wild animals on the first deck. It was a reed-hulled ship, and on top of the reed-hulled ship was three cabin layers, three layers of cabins. The first layer was devoted to the farm animals and the semi-wild animals. The next layer was devoted to the birds. And the top layer was devoted to the humans and these worms. The Nomos, by the way, are an amphibious species, so building ships for them is elementary, so to speak.
You said they're worm creatures. What do they look like?
As best I can tell, they kind of look like a worm, but they had arms and legs sticking out of them. So I guess that makes them lizard-looking or worm-looking. I get the impression that the arms and legs were flexible.
Could they stand?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I They're amphibians. I guess they could move on land somehow.
Obviously very intelligent because they came here in craft, right?
Not only did they come here, when they built the Ark, it was very well engineered. It was engineered to take a tsunami or a tidal wave generated by a crustal shift. That deposited the Ark at about 7,000 feet, and then it slid down, where there's a stable anchorage, by the way, for the vessel. And then it slid down to about 6,500 feet where it is today. It had stones on it, kind of anchor stones, to maintain its buoyancy or its uprightness. It had a metacentric height of 57 feet, and that's the height of the lever arm that straightens the ship when it bowls over and due to wave motion when it rocks back and forth.
What do you think became of these worm creatures? Where'd they go?
I think they went back home to Cyrus.
Ah.
And I think they're coming back.